Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Will you bow your heads with me?
as we go down in prayer. Father God, we come with grateful hearts of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. Hallelujah, we thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sitting us together in unity once again around this breakfast. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west. But we know that this world is not our home. But you have prepared in the rolling hills of glory, lying wait, a mansion prepared for those of us that are living according to your command. But for the time being, God, we're coming as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a ring of word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their sins. I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of wisdom. Hallelujah. Words of encouragement to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings, Father God, we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we shall say in unity, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank you once again. And every time that the opportunity presents itself, I want you to know, hallelujah, that you don't go unnoticed. That God has his own itinerary scroll, and he's writing down everything. Each area of our life, whether it may be good or whether it may be bad, God is keeping our itinerary. So whatever you do, God is the first and the final one to stamp his approval on it. And I just said, there is a blessing that lie in wait. For those of you that was just so supportive to tune in on tonight, and this is my final revised live taping of the second time around. The other two previous recordings was not to my satisfaction. And so I wanted to do it until I get it right. I don't care if it takes a day, 2 days, whatever it takes. There's nothing that God don't warrant. He warrants my very best. And I want to give to him nothing but my absolute best. So I'm bringing this final live podcast recording on tonight. And our sermon on tonight entitled, The Second Time Around. And if you was an R&B recipient of R&B music, then you know back in the mid-70s, there was a popular soul group by the name of the Shalamar, recorded a song entitled The Second Time Around, which soared to the top of the R&B chart. And that was a familiar phrase from that single hit. The second time around is not like the first time. And it suggests that the second time around would be better than the first. And this phrase takes on a new meaning for our Christian brothers and sisters. For the second time around with Jesus will be better than the first. The first time Jesus came to save the lost, but the second time he comes to reward the saved. The first time Jesus was placed in a barred manger, but the second time he will come to be seated on the throne of God. The first time Jesus came, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. That's found in the law of Isaiah 53 and 5. But we know that the second time will be the rapture. Jesus will return as Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. That's found in Revelation 22 and 13. The second time when Jesus appeared in all of his splendor, in all of his glory, he will wipe away all of the tears from our eyes. He will wipe away all of the tears from your eyes. Hallelujah. There will be no more death, neither sorrow. There will be no more crying, for you won't have to sigh no more. You won't have to sob no more. You won't have to reap no more. You won't have to scream no more. You will not have to do any of those things anymore. Neither shall there be any more pain. There will be no more arthritis. There will be no more tuberculosis. There will be no more cancer. For all of that will be done away with. Yes, my beloved, the second time around will be better than the first time. I want to encourage your heart, my fellow brothers and my fellow sisters in Christ, as we wait for the return of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, let us continue to strive and to struggle together for equality. Let's strive for justice. Let's strive for economic parity for our people. Hallelujah. And with God, we are able to celebrate the second time around with Jesus. Hallelujah. And we know as believers in Jesus Christ, we will receive a reward one day when Jesus comes in that second coming. We read in the law of Corinthians 5 and 10 says that everyone will receive the things that's done in his body according to what he has done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. But for us to receive a reward should not be our only motive for right living, neither to earn salvation. But we cannot earn it. Living out of love for God and pleasing him should be our heart's desire. When we love God, we make it our aim to please him who first loved us. We read in the law of 1 John 4:19, and to serve him with a pure motive. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 4:5. And we know that the best reward would be to be with him. And we know that in all, I think and say and I do, Lord. I long, O God, to honor you. But may my highest motive be to love the Christ who loved me first, who died, who hung, and bled out on Calvary cross to prove his love for me. And our desire to please God is our highest motive for obeying him. And I want to encourage your heart on tonight to all of my listeners, all of my supporters, all of my extended church family, all of my kinship family, and all of those that are listening in tonight. I want you to know that when Jesus comes in all of his glory, that he's not going to send his angelic angels. He's going to come himself. And he's going to wipe all the tears from yours and mine eyes. That would be our final tears that would drop from our eyelids. Because God is going to wipe every single tear from our eyes. And we will not have to cry no more. We will not have to moan because of the loved ones that's gone on ahead of us. Our mother and our father that's gone on ahead of us. Our grandparents that's gone on ahead of us. Your son and daughters that's gone on ahead of us. Hallelujah, your constituents. And all of those that you have come to love so well. That's gone on. This will be the final curtain. This will be the final curtain call. God himself will appear. Hallelujah, with his reward with him. He will have his reward to give to those that are lived according to his command. Whether you live in the gospel truth of God, or whether that you live in the sinfulness of God, God is going to reward every single individual under the sound of my voice. It will be according to the deeds that's done in this almighty body, whether they be good or whether they be not so good. God will do the judging. He will be the final judge of you and I. He will either say two things. He will say, welcome, my good and faithful servant. Or he will say, depart from me because your work was of iniquity. I do not know you. So it behooves you tonight that if you don't know God, and if you don't have him in the pardon of your sins on tonight, I would not let it be said too late. God knocking at the door of your heart on tonight, I would not turn him away. But I would open up the door. I'm not talking about the door that you open up to exit out of. I'm not talking about the door that you open to enter in. But I'm talking about that spiritual door of your heart. Jesus has been knocking at some of the door of your heart for a long time. But you have kept him in the cold. You have told him, Lord, I'm not ready yet. Lord, I'm having such a good time out here in the world. I want you to come back at another time. Come back at another day. But God is knocking tonight at someone's heart. I don't know who I'm talking to. Out there in my digital podcast audience around the world tonight. But you know who you are. And if I were you, I wouldn't put it off another minute, another moment, another second, another hour, another week, another month, another year. But I would accept God right now while the blood is still running in your vertical veins. I would accept God into my life. Hallelujah. And we come into this world physically alive, but we were spiritually dead. And all of us have sinned, and we have fell short of the glory and honor of God. That's found in the law of Romans 3:23. There is none righteous, no, not one. Jesus Christ is the one who said that he didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but to seek and to search out those which are lost. That's found in the law of Luke 19:10. And we find out that the good news, Jesus Christ, is that God himself loves us enough to send his own son. He didn't have but one son. He didn't have a second son, but he had one son. And God sent that only son into the world, hallelujah, to rescue us from our sins. Hallelujah. To solve the problem of our lost relationship with this Father. Jesus died in our place offering himself as a perfect sacrifice to pay the price of sin, because he was not only man but God as well. His death was of infinite value. When he rose from the dead, he proved that he had paid the price of all sin, past, present, and future. No one can earn a relationship with God. It is a gift, hallelujah, of his mercy. By grace, you have been saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not by works. We must be able to say, Father, I know I have sinned against you. I believe that Jesus is your son, and he died for my sins, and that he rose from the dead to prove it. I accept you to be my Lord and Savior. He's offering his salvation to you and you and you tonight. Hallelujah, and his eternal life. And if this is your honest expression of your heart on tonight, then I welcome you to God's family. Hallelujah. And before ending, I hope and I pray, hallelujah, that I've meant something to infuse your spirit and impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth, if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you are certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Lock Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. You are encouraged to send your correspondent attention overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address JaniceAllAboutGod@yahoo.com. Until we meet again, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Thank you.